looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, this former American football player has shot dead 5 people in South Carolina, and now the US president is once again talking about gun reform. Harley Carnes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ben. The NFL player is Philip Adams. He's been out of the game since roughly 2014, I think. He shot his doctor, the doctor's wife, and both of the grandchildren who were there with the doctor at the time. The doctor's grandkids, of course, used a .45 pistol to do it. Detectives followed leads to Adams' parents' home. They got everyone but the athlete out of there. They spent hours talking to him, but they couldn't save him. He wound up shooting himself dead. The doctor was much renowned. He worked with athletes. He repaired Adams' shattered ankle, who had to put several screws in it. This was years ago, an injury during a game. But his career was essentially over. He just wasn't as competitive after that. And he also had a couple of really severe concussions. So a lot of people think that may be what led him to the violence. In the meantime, the president, he didn't use this as a pretext, by the way. He had plenty of other opportunities to do that. He made a speech about gun violence. He said he wants sweeping legislation on guns. And I think what was interesting, the president ran into his own limitations on what you can do about guns with executive orders. And the answer is not a whole lot, because anything with teeth has to be legislative, and that means it has to come out of Congress. So he did a couple of things. I mean, they're worth mentioning. He wants to tighten up the regs on handmade guns, because the way it is right now, he wants gun parts to be considered weapons. It's sort of like saying, I want the handle of the knife to be considered the knife, as opposed to the blade part. There are only certain parts of a gun that are actually the weapon. You take it apart, it's not a weapon anymore. And so that's the reason you could buy the parts and build your own gun, particularly if you had to fashion or make some of the parts yourself. That they want to change that and make it harder to do. He also wants to rename a pistol with a brace or a detachable stock a rifle, because you could hold it up to your shoulder. But a pistol is a pistol. It's never going to be something that shoots a long-range, high-powered bullet, because it's a little gun, of course.
Well, he's right about one thing. He says that gun control in America is an international embarrassment.
Well, he may be right about that, but keep in mind we have a couple hundred gun control laws on the books, and many of them are not enforced. He also said, and I thought this was the most telling thing he said, but many people didn't pick up on it. He said, no amendment to the Constitution is absolute, which would indicate he wants to change the Second Amendment. And as they say down south, them's fighting words, you can bet.
Yeah. Now, the U.S. Masters Golf is underway, but tell me about this amazing golf shot in South Carolina.
You couldn't do this if you tried. Tiger Woods couldn't do this if he tried, not on his best day. None of us could. At Okeechobee Spring Island Club, it's in South Carolina, Dennis Kucinich sent the ball high up. It was headed for a water hazard, and it hit an alligator. And it landed and stuck right on the gator's back, right between the scutes. That's what they call those, the spines. If you could get the critter to hold still, you could play it as it lay. But he didn't volunteer to do that. Golf Association rule said he could have a do-over, and that's what he chose to do. Yeah. I don't know. I think he's a little bit cowardly there, a little bit afraid, you know. You just walk over there, you just stroke the big alligator. He's only 2 meters and change long.
Oh, yeah.
Stroke him on his belly. He'll relax. I'm sure he wouldn't mind if you whacked that golf ball off his back.
I'll take the drop shot. Thank you very much. You have a great weekend. I'm not here next week, but I'll catch you in a week after that, and Chris Smith will be here with you next week.
All right, well, have a great week off.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.